Macmillan Australia Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of Treehouse Tales. Tales too silly to be told. Until now. Treehouse, written by Andy Griffiths and Terry Denton, and read by... What's my name? What is it? Oh, yep. Yeah. Stig Weems! The Magic Wand.
Hi, Andy,
said Terry one day when we were out walking in the forest.
Look at this cool stick I found. It's got a little star on the end.
Well, that's not a stick, I said. That's a magic wand. You should be careful with it. Whatever you do, don't point it at anyone and say, abracadabra.
Why not?
Said Terry.
Because it's magic,
I said.
Anything could happen.
Okay, said Terry.
I'll be careful.
Promise? I said.
Yes,
said Terry.
Good,
I said.
Hi, Andy,
said Terry, pointing the magic wand at me.
Abracadabra!
Suddenly, I felt very strange. The next thing I knew, I had four legs, a tail, and was covered in fur, just like a dog. And that's because I was a dog.
Now look what you've done,
I said. Although it didn't come out like that. It just came out as,
bark, 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 bark.
Shh. That's when Jill came along.
Oh, what a nice little doggy,
she said, patting me on the head.
What's his name?
Andy,
said Terry.
Andy?
Said Jill.
Yes, said Terry. I accidentally turned Andy into a dog with this magic wand I found.
Are you going to turn him back?
Said Jill.
Oh, I'm not sure,
said Terry.
I've always wanted a dog.
And he is a cute dog,
said Jill, patting me on the head again.
Yes, said Terry. Actually, I think I like him better this way, don't you?
Jill nodded slowly.
Yeah, I think I do,
she said, ruffling my ears.
I was about to get mad, but then I realised I couldn't get mad because I was happy.
I loved being a dog.
I loved my fur coat and I loved having a tail. It was so much fun to wag. I wagged it and wagged it and wagged it. Terry and Jill both patted me and told me I was a good boy. I rolled over and they scratched my stomach. It felt nice.
Here, boy, said Terry. Let's play fetch.
And then he threw the magic wand into the forest. I couldn't help what happened next. I just had to chase that magic wand. Thanks to my two extra legs, I found I could run faster than I'd ever run before. I could smell every single smell there was to smell, including the magic wand smell, which led me straight to the magic wand. I picked it up with my mouth, ran back to Terry and Jill and dropped it at their feet. Jill picked it up and threw it again, and I chased it down and brought it back. Jill and Terry took turns throwing the wand, and every time they threw it, I ran after it, until one time after Terry threw it, I couldn't find it. I sniffed and sniffed, searching for it until I finally found it. But it was lying next to something that smelled even better.
Mud! A big, muddy mud puddle, which I threw myself into.
I rolled around on my back with my legs in the air like I just didn't care. That's because I didn't. I was too happy to care about anything. I don't know if you've ever rolled around in a big, muddy mud puddle, but if you haven't, I recommend doing it as soon as you possibly can. I rolled around for quite a long time, so long that Terry and Jill came over to see why I hadn't brought the magic wand back.
Andy,
said Terry,
get out of that puddle.